The gospel today is a continuation of a gospel that we didn't hear last week, actually, but it's about these two disciples on Easter morning, the day of the resurrection. They found out that the tomb has been empty, and they're going from Jerusalem 7 miles distant to a little town called Emmaus. And as they're walking along, talking about everything that's been going on, suddenly Jesus is in their midst, but they don't recognize him. And he starts asking them, well, what are you talking about? And they say, well, this is what we're talking about. Surprised you don't know about it. And he says, well, let me tell you. And then he goes through the scriptures and everything that relates to him and how he was to suffer, he pulls out. And these two disciples, they feel their hearts on fire. They recognize something, but they don't know what's going on. They're on fire. And then they get to where they're going, and Jesus looks like he's going on further, and because Jesus doesn't impose himself on anyone, he will only go where he is invited. And so they say, oh, please, come, stay with us. Night is almost upon us. And Jesus says, okay, and he goes in, and he takes bread, and he blesses it, and he breaks it. And as he gives it to them, they recognize him. Their eyes are open, they say. And they see him, and they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And he disappears from their sight, because now he is no longer there present in his human form. He is now present in the Eucharist. And the disciples look at each other like, we're in the wrong place. And so they get back up, run the 7 miles back to Jerusalem. They say, hey, guess what we saw? And this is where we come in today. They come in at this gospel where they say, we recognized him in the breaking of the bread in the Eucharist. And then Jesus suddenly appears in their midst. And he says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And he makes sure they know he is risen physically. He says, touch me. Look, it's still me. I have the wounds in my hands and my feet. Touch me. See that I'm physical. And then just in case you don't get it, I'm going to have a little fish. And he eats the fish. A little goldfish, right? No, he some baked fish. No, they didn't have fish fries back then. It was more baked. But he has some fish and he says, see, I'm really here. I'm physically present before you. I am alive. And you are to be witnesses of these things. Witnesses of the resurrection. This is important. Do we recognize that Jesus is alive? For a lot of people, Jesus was alive. They look back at history and they say, okay, we recognize Jesus existed at one point. Okay, he was alive. But they don't recognize that he is alive. Or we recognize him as a good teacher or a philosophy we can follow, or maybe, you know, some sort of ascendant deity that's out there somewhere that spiritually went out there. But no, he took on physical form and rose again in that physical form. He is alive. More than we are alive right now. And unless we can know this, not just with our intellect, but in our lives, that he is alive, unless we have that encounter, that living encounter with the living Christ, our faith will not make much sense. Unless we come to know him as alive in our hearts and in our lives. This is so important. And he comes and he says, I am present to you at the Mass. This is why the Mass is so important. This is why we have, you know, that rule, you have to go to Mass on Sunday, you know, that thing. It's not because, you know, God wants to say, I want to have a seat, just see how much you're up for. But rather, he says, I want you to have an encounter with me. And we've seen that there are four different ways that Christ is present in the Mass. The church has said this clearly through the Second Vatican Council and other places, four different ways that Christ is present in the Mass. The first, in no particular order, the first is in the Scripture. That as the Scriptures are proclaimed, Christ is present. He is alive. He's speaking to our hearts. He's drawing us out of ourselves. And He says, listen to my word of love that I have for you. I am present. Mary heard the word of an angel, and Christ became present in her womb. While it won't happen the same way for us, He does really become present in us when we have faith. For faith comes from what is heard. So Christ is present in the Scriptures as they are proclaimed at Mass. Christ is also present in the minister, in the priest. The church says that the priest acts in persona Christi Capitis, in the person of Christ, the head. That he is an alter Christus, another Christ. And so when I stand behind this altar, or any priest stands behind the altar and says, this is my body, he's not saying this is Jesus' body. He's saying this is my body, because it is Christ himself speaking in that priest. This is my body. So Christ is present in the minister, he's present in the word. Third way, Christ is present in the assembly. Now, just a note, the assembly is different from the congregation. The congregation are the people you see around you. The assembly is a little bit broader. Let me just say that. So if we have, say, 95 people out there today, there are at least twice that here. Because you see, every one of us has a guardian angel that has been given to us to watch over us, that is always gazing on the face of God the Father in heaven, and is always with us and never sleeps, and is drawing us, calling us to be closer and closer to God. And so we have those angels who are here. But then again, we also have all the courts of heaven that are here as well. We would have to blow out the back wall to be able to see all of them, as all the saints and angels are coming and gathering around this altar in order to draw us into heaven, that we may come and worship at the feast of the Lamb. That the whole assembly, that's all of us, not just those that we see, but all the angels and saints that are here as well, all of us, we are here and we are another presence of Christ. And we encounter Christ in the assembly, in the word, in the minister, but the presence of Christ par excellence in the greatest way is in the Eucharist, where the bread and wine become the very body and blood of Christ. As we hear in the Scriptures, as it's referred to, in the breaking of the bread. The disciples recognized Him in the breaking of the bread because it was then that He was present. And as we receive our Lord in the Eucharist, He is living, He is resurrected, and He comes and resurrects us. But we have to open our souls to be able to receive Him as much as we open our bodies. This is why, for instance, I find it so important that with the St. Patrick Catholic School students, that I have them have Mass every week, and why I bring them for First Friday Adoration, so that they can have an encounter with the living Christ, and I pray that they are open to that encounter, and that they can recognize Christ alive and present in their midst, coming into their hearts and their bodies. Do we believe that Christ is alive in our midst? Not somewhere distant out there, but here, alive, within us, around us, in our presence. If we struggle with this, or we don't know what this means, it doesn't mean that we get discouraged or say, oh, well, what's that going to mean for me? But rather, we take the opportunity and we ask God. We pray, and I encourage you, if you're struggling with this, if you don't know what it means that Jesus is alive for you here today, to pray this every day. Jesus, help me to know that you are alive. Open my heart that I may know your life. Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Reveal your living love so that I may have a living relationship with you, the living God.